Hello, social media friends. It's Jeremy Rowland with Triple R Pond, located at the stoplight in Ash Flat, Arkansas. And it is Tuesday, May the 16th, 2023. And this is your update for the pawn shop for the day. Started off at 8:30 in the morning and the doors never stopped opening. And we were super busy today. We did a whole bunch of Second Amendment pawns. The gun room is absolutely packed. If you come in to pick up one of your pawns and it happens to be a Second Amendment item, you're going to have to give us a few minutes because we're probably going to have to move three things to find yours. Trust me, we have the best organization system for that, and it is absolutely packed in there. Not only was that packed, but our pawn room was packed too. The entire hallway, the back room, all up and down the floor. Well, guess what we did today? You can go to our website, triplerpawn.com, because we pulled a whole bunch of stuff. We're talking everything from tools to Second Amendment things to DeWalt's to you name it. It was pulled today and uploaded to our website. Tomorrow is Woo Wednesday. Be sure to go to our website, triplerpawn.com. Get signed up for that. We are still under suspension from Facebook, Meta, whatever you want to call it. Hey, it's private business. You got to play by their rules, and we broke them, and we are serving our jail time right now. So what we've decided to do with Woo Wednesday is basically just we pushed out the registration date to where you can enter once online, once every 24 hours. You can come in the store, put your name in the Woo box, which is absolutely stuffed right now, and then the app question will go out. Basically, next Wednesday is the last Wednesday of the month. We are going to finish it all up and give away the May prize, which you do not know what the May prize is yet because we haven't told you. So if you want to find out what you're going to win, be sure to get signed up. It's going to be a pretty good prize. Let's just say that. It's a pretty good prize. So we're going to have one winner. That's the only thing that we can do because by that time we'll be off suspension. I mean, we are on total suspension right now. The only thing we can do on our Facebook page is – like just put a text message. We can't add any photos or anything. It's crazy. And I think if we mess up again, we're probably going to lose our page. So we're going to have to be really good from here on out. And basically, I mean, it was just super busy. There's some stuff that's not even on the website yet. We got some new fishing stuff in today. Today was a crazy day, It was super busy from the beginning to the end. I literally didn't get out of the pawn shop until after 6 p.m. tonight. And then I had some other things I had to do, so this is the first chance I've had to give you an update. But, hey, from the bottom of my heart and from the bottom of Stephen and Kelly's heart, the two guys that work here at the pawn shop with me, listen, we appreciate y'all very much. And I'm kind of taking the store in a different direction, and I wanted to take this opportunity to kind of to let you know that, and there'll be more information about it as it starts to develop. But I'm a numbers guy. I love numbers because numbers never lie to you. And basically in this pawn shop, Second Amendment things are about 70%. Actually, it's 70.8% to be exact. So 70.8% of this business is pawning of those items and selling of those items. Another 13% is the stuff that feeds those Second Amendment items, which is called ammunition. So if you take 70 and you put 13, that is 83%. So the other 17% is all your other miscellaneous stuff, okay? Like your fishing stuff, our apparel, tools, things to that effect. I did not incorporate the furniture part of it because we kind of keep that separate on the books. Even though it's all one thing, we kind of keep that separate because the furniture, you know, we do really good with that too. But, and I'll get back to furniture in a minute. So basically, 83% is Second Amendment and ammo. And then the rest of it are those things that I mentioned. Well, believe it or not, the pawn shop and corporation, we pay a higher percentage because we store things that have fuel and oil and things to that effect, combustible things. But also, what was absolutely triggering to me is that those last 13% of things account for over 70% of the forfeitures, which means those are items that are loaned on that sit because in the back, because in Arkansas, it has to be delinquent at least 70 days before you can legally do anything about it. So that's 70 days of gas sitting in generators, 70 days of gas sitting in chainsaws, 70 days of gas sitting in weed eaters. And I know what probably someone's saying, well, just dump it out. Well, that has to be safely done too, and that costs money. And then you start having issues with carburetors and things to that effect. So really what we're doing right now is we are being super selective on what we are pawning and buying, because we have a store full. Like, we are full of inventory across all aspects. And if you ever want to know how come we do not have laptops and computers and stuff like that on our website, it's because I have a contract with another local business that I don't want to cross compete with, and they wholesale buy those from us. So that's why when you come into the store, you're not going to see any laptops or anything to that effect, because we immediately, if they forfeit or if we buy one, we send them a message and they say, hey, we'll take it, and there it is. But the point is that numbers never lie, and you have to be good at what you're good at and eliminate things that you're not so good at. And I'm not the only one. I have studied up on this from pawn shops from Illinois to here to Tennessee and other pawn shops across the state. And because of this economy, it's the same type of vibe and things that I'm getting from them, is that they're having to be selective because, you know, you watch stuff on TV and you think that money is just limitless. Well, it's not. Money is not limitless at a pawn shop. It's just simply not. It revolves on a line of credit, and it revolves on interest money and payoffs coming in to reinvest. And then you also have to think about today's economy. And if you watch, you see smaller banks, not your big corporate banks, your big banks, but your smaller banks who have a higher interest rate, okay? And there's also slowdown on loaning for small businesses, like for lines of credit, because they're trying to protect their depositors. So this is kind of a trickle-down effect of the whole aspect of pawning. You know, there was somebody that contacted me today that needed to borrow a pretty good chunk of money on something that I simply did not have the room for, and simply would be a very hard item to resell if we ended up with it. So I just kindly had to decline the pawn. I felt bad for that because we love to help people here, but we also have to protect the bottom line, and we have to protect this business to make sure that it's here so it can pass down through my family, and then if my family ever decided to sell it or whatever. But that is the reason why. So I would always remember that we have a pawn cam through our app. You can download our app by searching Triple R Pawn in your app store, and you will know before you even leave the house if we are interested in it, and kind of a roundabout figure on what we can do with it. So I hope everybody understands that. Come see us at Stoplight Nash Flat. Tomorrow's Woo Wednesday. Again, we won't be doing any live or any drawing or anything because we're still under suspension, but we will get all that fixed up next week. Dylan the Dealmaker will be here, so be sure to have our smartphone app because he likes to push out deals on that. There's over 11,000 people that have our smartphone app. We sent out three things today on our app, and all three of them sold. It pops up on your phone like a text message. And then all you got to do is just follow what it says. It says call or text or whatever to claim this. And everything that we sent out today was purchased. Because a lot of people are watching their finances and they're shopping online. They're doing the absolute best they can to save money in every aspect that they can. And you do the same with us, triplerpawn.com. You can buy anything off of our website. We will personally contact you. We do not save any type of credit card information, and we will ship the item to you via UPS, FedEx, or United States Postal Service. So that's, there's this pawn shop never actually closes. It just closes at 5 o'clock until 8:30 the next morning for you to be able to borrow money on something. Y'all have a great rest of your evening. Thank you so much, for listening to my podcast every night. I think this is the longest one I've ever done. We will see y'all tomorrow at 8:30 a.m.